Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Steve Nichols is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is an internationally recognized speaker and social media strategist. He is the author of a new book, Social Media in Business, Succeeding in the Internet Revolution. And boy, howdy, can we use some help from Steve. He's joining us all the way from London, England. Steve Nichols, welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me, and I'm really great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Steve, my audience knows that almost 4 years ago, I declared myself the social media heretic, and I'm a contrarian. I admit that, but I'm not contrary just to be contrary. I just don't like it when everybody is glomming onto something, when everybody is running towards something. I'm the kind of guy who says, "Wait a minute, nothing's good for everybody." And so I believe social media is not a fad. It's not gonna come and go. I think it's gonna stay. But I also think that it's going to become a utility, and so I started calling myself the social media heretic because I wanted to help small business owners understand how to use social media, and it's different for businesses than it is for individuals. What do you think?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And to be a heretic, I think, is a good thing around social media because there's an awful lot of, let's say, hot air spoken around that subject area. So yes, I think that to be skeptical is a good thing because, I mean, we were talking off air that if you'd have been focused on social media 5 years ago, you'd have been looking at MySpace and Zanga or something like that.
Right.
And, you know, if you'd put all your eggs into that basket, well, today you'd be thinking, well, what about Facebook, Twitter, and so on and so forth? I think the key thing is not to be focused on one or other tool, because the underlying tools will change. It's the underlying principles that I think you've got to really understand. And I think, you mentioned as a heretic that communities is one of those principles. And I would agree with you entirely that, the principle of a community, having your community, is absolutely critical. And so things like Facebook, LinkedIn, eAcademy are good ways of having a community or being part of a community or starting a community, but they're not the only ways.
Well,
many other ways you can do that.
If you're an individual, use Facebook and have fun. But if you're a business, you're acquiring contacts and making new friends and building community, and all those people are on Facebook, and you haven't migrated any of them over to a parallel universe of contactability, then when Facebook changes their rules because Wall Street pulls their chain, then your community could collapse.
Well, absolutely. The way I would say it is, Facebook's platform, Facebook's rules. So, and Facebook can change those rules at any time.
Right.
Like, for instance,
right.
A few months back, they introduced timelines. Some people liked it, some people didn't.
Right.
So if you don't like timeline and you're on Facebook, well, you've got to like it because that's what you got. So, and Facebook, I mean, it's fantastic. It's a free resource, so use it. But it's not the only thing that's out there. A couple of things I would say is this. Firstly, I think a lot of people get confused with social media because it covers a lot of ground. And the way I would describe it is this. Is think of the word social media now. It's really been, everybody's jumped on the bandwagon. And really what we're really talking about is the Internet.
Right.
The word social media is really just another word for
Internet. As you may have heard me say, Steve, and my audience has heard me say, for business purposes, I do not like that term. I think it does not serve small business owners to think social media.
I agree with that. I don't think it's not really, it's not granular enough. I think what you've got to look at is what are the things that you can do with social media. And so, for instance, I in my book, I break it down. I mean, the whole purpose of my book is really to help people understand the social media landscape, understand the principles, and actually say, how do you step-by-step bring it into your business? Because nobody starts from a blank sheet of paper with social media. Because, as you mentioned, we are actually quite different. We have our business life, and we have our personal life. And I think for a lot of people, that social media creates a problem because it brings two parts of our lives together, which usually we keep separate. I mean, most people
The word social to most small business owners, I believe, Steve, doesn't sound like ROI in any fashion.
Yeah. I mean, the whole ROI thing is a whole different discussion in some respects. I mean, you can spend hours talking about that. I mean, the way I would say this is if you have, you need to have social media in the context of your business goals or your business strategy. And obviously, a lot of small businesses don't have a business strategy. You know, they're basically just trying to do the best they can to make as much money and serve as many customers as they can with their products. But the key is this. Anything that you do with social media has to be seen through the lens of the direction you're going in with your business. So what typically happens with a lot of companies is they're sort of, you know, right, the latest thing at the moment is Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, great, that might be good for you, but it might not be. It might not be that's really compatible with your business strategy, what it is you're trying to do. Now, maybe I'll give you a simple example. If you take someone like Salesforce.com, it's quite a large company, and they use video. Now, the reason they use video is because they have quite a complicated product. And the usual way you would communicate that product to the customers would be by sending out salespeople to the customer, and they usually have a PowerPoint presentation, all that kind of stuff. Right. And as the company, you know, each salesman that goes out, they're going to say that presentation slightly differently. And the customer, you know, you've got to send all these salespeople out to do basically a fairly simple thing. So what they did was they put their product on basically some videos, which then the customer can look at themselves on YouTube or on their website. Right. And now, if you're a small company, you can do that as well as Salesforce.com. Now, why am I telling you that? Well, because Salesforce, I came across somebody from YouTube, and they said that they reckon that was worth to them 750 salespeople. Now, a salesperson is not a cheap resource. Mm-hmm. Now, they got rid of 750 salespeople. It meant that was worth, that those people could be doing something else. Right. In other words, they can be adding value, doing something else.
Right, selling at the high end rather than introducing people to the company.
Absolutely. So, you know,
this is the way, what you're describing, Steve, is a business, folks. What he's telling you about is a business application of social media. That's not like posting your kid's picture on Facebook. This is a business application, and it's social media at the business level. And that's what this book's about, Social Media in Business by Steve Nichols. When we come back, I'm going to get Steve to give us some more business applications for social media to help you build online customer communities and get more sales. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet. Business Plan Pro.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.